Hello and welcome to the 61st episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I am your host, TJ Deitch. I run the website poppapa.com. That's P-O-P-P-O-P-P-A.com. And I also do this lovely podcast about the kind of ins and outs of being a work-from-home dad of two kids. One is three and one is 6 weeks old. Things are going pretty well, although I had a kind of funny realization recently in that the tone of these episodes can differ greatly depending on like which day of the week I happen to record on. Not in that like Mondays are worse than Tuesdays or anything like that, but in that, like, had I recorded on last Friday, say, things would be a lot more depressed. But since I am recording on Wednesday, and things have actually been going pretty well today, I'm feeling a lot better. But that's kind of getting ahead of myself a bit. I'll go back. The last episode, we talked about how, you know, Jack's doing good, he's putting on weight and all that, and Lucy had been kind of working on potty training and sleeping in her own bed through the night. And all of those things kind of came to a head when a few things happened at the end of last week. First of all, Lucy got sick with a cold. We think that she brought it back from her music class the previous Saturday. And she started kind of getting a little sick. And then as soon as she started getting sick, of course, my wife and I were worried because one of the things that our doctor from the NICU told us when we were taking Jack home was that you've really got to be careful with preemies this age and size because their immune systems have not had time to fully develop like a baby who went to full term would. So, you know, and he told us this story of like a woman with two twins whose sister came and visited and she didn't even realize she was sick, but she had some kind of cold. That didn't even really hit her until she got home, and then the kids were really bad off, and, you know, their airways almost closed up, all this stuff. You know, a pretty big horror story. So we were concerned. We seemed to be doing okay, and then I got sick, and it was really bad for about one day, and then my wife started getting sick, and then Jack wound up getting sick on, like, I think it was Friday or so, maybe Saturday. And, you know, we were pretty worried. Em did take him to the hospital that day. It was, I don't know, the days kind of started blending together. But she took him into to the doctors, and they checked him out. They said he was okay. You know, he does have a cold and he's congested. You might actually hear him. He's sitting next to me on the couch here sleeping. But, you know, he seemed to be doing fine and that we were keeping an eye on it. All that stuff is good. So that was tough because, you know, you're worried about it. Plus, when he's sick, he's a lot more irritable, and we didn't really have that experience with Lucy when she was a tiny baby because she didn't really get sick until well on into her kind of older baby-ness. So it was a little nerve-wracking. Lucy also had a dentist appointment last week and found out that she had, like, three cavities. And, you know, we're like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? Because she doesn't need a ton of candy, because we don't really let her, but what they, you know, after kind of talking to my wife a little bit, they asked and found out that, you know, the goldfish crackers that we give her, those can stick in your teeth, and just if they sit around, you know, that can be pretty bad too. So we have to kind of combat that. They gave her a new kind of toothpaste, and we got her a new toothbrush, and then there's also this, like, cream that you put on, so we're making a concerted effort to brush her teeth in the morning and the evening, which I admit I was not very good at when it was just her and I. So that's, you know, partially my fault. So we're getting her in that routine, and then she's flossing once a day and using this cream at night, which can be a little tricky because she likes to, you can't, like, drink or eat after, for, like, a half hour after you take it or put it on. So, like, when we try to do it before we start reading books before bedtime and then do that part, and then give her water back when the time kind of hits. But it can be tricky if your timing's off. Oh my. She can get kind of mad if she can't have her water for a while. But we're still getting used to it. But she seems really amenable to the whole thing. She's doing pretty good with wanting to brush her teeth and all that. For a little while, she wasn't into it. And she wouldn't let me help her, which was another reason I kind of wound up letting it fall by the wayside. Because, you know, she was fighting it so bad. But We've got it down pretty well, and I gotta admit, it does feel a little silly to have to fill cavities in a toddler's teeth because they're just gonna go away in a couple years or whatever, but it is good to get us on, like, a better regimen. So what my wife did was that she actually printed out, like, four boxes, and on above each one it said brush, floss, brush, and cream or whatever it is. And then she, like, kind of laminated it, and then we'll use a dry erase marker to kind of check it off. So that we're all on the same page of what's going on, because it can be tricky remembering, you know, who did what and when. So we're working on that. Hopefully we can kind of correct that and make some better habits for Lucy than she had already. But, you know, a lot of this stuff was kind of coming down. We were both sick, and kind of the end of last week was pretty tough. And, I mean, we didn't get any kind of break during the weekend because, you know, we were sick and not feeling kind of well in general. And then, you know, Jack was a lot fussier than normal. Like, I'd gotten a pretty good handle on how I could kind of get him to calm down a little bit, but when he was sick and really snotty, then he was not having any of it. We've got one of these things called a nose Frida that I don't remember if I even had to use it with Lucy, but I've used it on him a few times, and he does hate it. But it's like this little tube shaped thing that you can stick in their nose, and then it looks almost like a test tube, and then it connects to like a smaller, thinner tube that has a mouthpiece on the end of it, and then there's a filter in between. So what you basically do is you stick the test tube part in their nose, and then you inhale through the mouthpiece, and you can suck the snot out of their nose, because they don't know how to do any of that stuff, you know? And it's pretty gross, but it worked well. And then we also got some saline stuff, because we saw our NICU doctor again yesterday, and he said that Jack's doing really well, but, you know, with this cold, you can use these saline things to drops to kind of help with the congestion a little bit, but he's not a big fan of that either. And really, today, like I said, today's Wednesday. This is the first day in a few days that I've been able to kind of like calm him down a little bit. So that's a nice change. That also helps with my better mood today than this episode would have been had I recorded, you know, more on time on Monday or Tuesday. But, you know, we're doing all right. The other thing that the doctor told us that was kind of a bummer was that Em asked when we could start taking him out, because we've been really homebound. He's gone on a couple trips to the doctors, but that's about it. Usually the, you know, one parent will take Lucy and go somewhere, and then the other one will stay with him. And, you know, if it is me staying home, there's a lot fewer the time limit is shorter for when they can go out and how long they can be gone for. Although I have given them a few bottles and that has worked out pretty well, but it's tough. I mean, you know, we both like going outside on the weekends to a certain extent and doing things. But with everybody being sick over the weekend, we couldn't even go to the park cause we didn't want to spread the cold and we didn't want to get a new one so quick. And it's just been tough. It's starting to be, you know, yard sale and flea market season, and we like doing that. And, you know, we don't know what our options are going to be, because he said that it's going to be 4 weeks before we can really do anything. And, you know, we weren't really sure if that was, or sorry, 4 months. And we weren't sure if that was 4 months from when he was born or 4 months more, but we're kind of hoping that it's 4 months from when he was born, because if it's 4 months from now, then, you know, we're done with summer at that point, and we haven't done anything. Plus, I mean, I'm the kind of person, you know, I said something like, wow, this is going to drive me crazy. My wife was like, come on, you barely leave the house. And I was like, well, that's true, but I like being able to leave the house when I want to. And obviously this kind of really cuts down on what we can do and when we can do it. But I think he's doing pretty well. I mean, he gets 2 month shots in like a week and a half, I think. And so we're going to kind of see how he's doing then, and maybe we'll start trying to go out to like a couple restaurants and see how that goes. But like, we'll try to go when it's not too crowded, just see what works, see what doesn't, and kind of play it by ear. I mean, that's really what we're doing. We wanted to see if we could get out to my parents' place out in Michigan on the lake this year, but that's looking like it might not be able to happen. And, you know, I mean, there's just stuff that goes on in the summer. Friends hang out and have barbecues and dinners and pool parties and all that kind of stuff. And we want to be able to do it when and if we can. So it's a little tough. We'll see what's going on. But aside from that, you know, they were happy with his weight, and they were happy with, you know, his height and all that kind of stuff. He's surprisingly tall. It's funny because he's always got his legs folded up like a frog or a rabbit. So you don't really notice how tall he is until, you kind of catch him stretching out. So all that's, that's all good. He's doing well. They were happy with his progress, and I guess that means we're doing something right. Back around to Lucy's potty training. She's actually doing incredibly well with it. I don't remember if I mentioned this in the last episode or not, but we basically put her little portable potty out in front of the TV on like a towel. And so that's kind of how we got her used to it. And we definitely had to like put her on it several times. But I think once she really started doing it, she started liking the idea. In last week's episode, I said that it wound up being like a lot more complicated than I thought it was. It's still a little bit complicated, but luckily she's kind of over that hump. And now we've got that potty in the bathroom. And so anytime she needs to pee, she just runs in there, turns the light on, pulls her undies down and does her deed, and then I help her pour it in the potty, and then she washes her hands, and then she's good to go. And so all that's really great. But she is still not pooped in the potty, and we're trying to get her to at least ask for a diaper so she's not pooping in her undies, which is a difficult thing to maneuver. We've also basically gotten away from the reusable diapers with her. This is kind of for two reasons. For one, she's just not using them as much. We put them on her when she goes to bed, although she's been holding it for the most part through the night, which has been great. And then sometimes we'll put them on her if we're leaving the house for an extended period of time. But we have gone out a few times, and she has just worn her underwear and did great. So that's all encouraging. But the poop stuff is not going as well. I think once we get her to do it a couple times on the potty, she'll really get into it because, I think my wife and I will make a really big deal because it's been, kind of a long time coming. Oh, and the other reason that we've decided to go from the reusable diapers to the disposables is that since she's not using them very often, my wife was doing laundry like every other day, and now that there's not nearly the supply that there used to be, we don't want them to kind of sit around, and we also don't want to waste too much water by doing such a small load. So we switched to disposables, and also now this will give my wife the chance to see if she can and wants to replace the elastics on them, because Lucy wore those things from the time she was like one up until now. So they grew with her and they kind of stretched with her, but that means that when we want to go and put them on Jack, then they might be a little bit big. So that's kind of where that's at. We're also looking to start putting him in his reusables. The first wave is different than the later one. It's a little bit more old school in that you're putting the cloth on them and then you put a thing over it that holds the cloth together. So that will be interesting to get used to again. I will say that I've enjoyed the disposables because it's just so much easier to throw it away than to have to deal with the poop. But we've kind of committed to this and we'll see how it goes with him. But we like how it's going. I know I've listened to some people and they say that they tried it and it just was too much and they weren't able to do it. And I can totally understand that. Obviously, I've had plenty of complaints about the time commitment and the amount of, waste you have to go through that's double, if not triple, what you'd have to go through with disposables. But I think it's a good thing that we're doing, and we're trying to make it work as best we can. So we are gonna continue with that with Jackie Boy here. On the sleep front, things have been going well still. The books in her bed thing has continued to work and get her to kind of calm down a little bit. Lately, what she's been doing is she'll have M read the books to her and then send her out to come get me so I can go in and just lay there with her. And, for a little while, I didn't really like that idea, but, two things have kind of happened. For one thing, the TV season has kind of ended for a lot of the shows that we watch, and there's not much on. I know that's kind of terrible sounding, but, when you're dedicating so much of your time and energy to taking care of other people, sometimes the little half hour, hour segments of entertainment that you get throughout the day, especially after watching children's programming for most of the day, can be more important to you than they probably should be. And then also, it's given me some reading time, which is kind of nice. I've had a couple books on my Kindle that I have been kind of reading slowly as I go. I'm very close to finishing one, and then I'm also reading for the first time an Ernest Hemingway book called The Sun Also Rises, and it's good, but I gotta admit, like, there's so much of this, like, explaining the scenery stuff that, like, I lost interest. I went back to that other book that I'm close to finishing, and then I'll kind of maybe circle back around. But, you know, I know it's a classic, and I know he's one of the most revered writers around, but it gets kind of boring there in the middle, which, you know, I feel terrible saying, but that's kind of the vibe I've gotten. But like I said, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to go back and keep trying and see kind of where it takes me and where it leads to. Earlier, I mentioned kind of going on little trips with Lucy. I found that that's been really important since Jack has been born, because not only does it give you kind of one-on-one time with her, which I think she craves, but it also gets her out of the house. And with everybody being sick for about a week now, it's been kind of tough because, like I said, we didn't want to go outside, even when the weather was really nice. And it just got to be really tough. And so, you know, yesterday, Em and I were pretty frazzled, but luckily we kind of got frazzled at different times. And after dinner, Lucy was like, "Well, what about ice cream?" And I was like, "Okay," because she had actually gone to get ice cream with Em a few days before that, and they had a great time. And then I was like, "Okay, if you go clean up the toys in your room that you got out, we'll go." And so she ran in, cleaned them up, and I went in and checked, and she had done a great job. And she even cleaned a little bit out here in the living room. And so we went to a like kind of an old-fashioned ice cream stand that's not too far from us, and we just kind of sat there and ate, and we didn't talk about too much, but it was nice to get out and spend a little time with her. And I think that's important. I listened to the podcast Totally Mommy. And before she had her baby and they were still, you know, having guests on the show, a mom who has two kids about I think the same ages as these two was on and had a really good suggestion. She said that when she can, she'll take like 20 minutes out of her day and give her daughter, her older daughter, you know, free rein of what they want to do, with, you know, within reason, obviously. So if she wants to play dress up or dolls or play, I forget what game she said that she likes to play, but you know, whatever these things are that she likes to do, you get 20 minutes of full attention time that we get to do whatever you want. And it kind of like fills them up with that need. And then they can kind of go about their day. And I think it helped today because, you know, we did that yesterday, got her out of the house, and I know she'd love to play outside about 23 hours a day if she could, but you know, we can't always pull that off. And she was a lot more calm today. In fact, when she fell asleep for a nap, she had a plate of cheese and crackers. She had eaten all the cheese and a couple of the crackers, and then she brought the crackers over, put them down by me, and then the next thing we know, we kind of look over and she had laid down on the floor and fallen asleep. And I was able to transfer her to her bed, and she opened her eyes a little bit and kind of looked at me and was fine. And I think another part of the reason that that happened is that Jack is feeling better. I know you're probably hearing a lot of his little grunts and groans, but those are just normal sounds that he makes. And he's feeling a lot better today, so he's not crying nearly as much and all this stuff. So I think, you know, we're kind of getting back around to a little bit of normalcy. And that's, of course, normalcy until my wife goes back to work, and then we're going to kind of see what the new normal is. But I mean, that's pretty much parenting. It's just constantly adapting to whatever the new normal happens to be that day or week or minute. Honestly, I cannot think of a great segue, but another thing that went down this weekend when I started feeling better was that I went over to our storage unit and I grabbed a few more things for Jack that were Lucy's. I might have mentioned this before, but we got like a pretty nice swing for Lucy when she was born, from all the baby shower stuff. And honestly, she hated it. She didn't like being in it, and she'd scream when you put her in there. She was drawn more to this kind of bouncy seat thing that we have, which we brought back when we got like the car seat and a lot of the other first round stuff for Jack. But I got all the pieces for the swing, and Em set it up, and luckily he seems to really like it. We don't really have space for it, but then again, we don't really have space for pretty much anything that's in this living room right now. It's very cluttered and calamitous, but he likes it, and so it's good. I was gonna be pretty peeved if we brought it back, set it up, and he didn't like it, because, you know, being a baby swing. It's not the easiest thing to kind of find a place for when you're trying to store a bunch of stuff. When everything else is in boxes and this is in like a couple garbage bags, it is not the easiest thing in the world to kind of move around for 2+ years, especially when the first kid didn't use it. You know, you really didn't get any use out of it, but luckily he's digging it now. And then I brought back this playmat thing that Lucy had that's kind of space themed, and we've put him on that a few times. And I grabbed a bunch of like rattles and stuff, which he hasn't shown much interest in. But the funny thing is, and this is something that we weren't sure about with Lucy, is that she doesn't seem to remember any of this stuff. I even brought back the Sophie, which is the French giraffe, basically chew toy that we use for babies. She loved this thing. It's been around forever, and I wrote about it on the blog. I might have even talked about it in a very early episode of the Pop Pop and Ad Cast, now that I think about it. But I brought all this stuff to the storage unit in a laundry basket, and then I brought all the new stuff back in it, same basket, and Sophie was in there. And I thought, of all the things, Sophie is going to be the one that she really freaks out over and wants to play with again. But she just kind of squeezed it, made it squeak a bunch, and then put it down. Because, you know, one of the big things you worry about with, you know, this second kid coming is if the first one's going to get super jealous about them taking over all their old stuff. But at least in this case, it has not been a problem. It might become more of a problem as he gets older and starts getting into toys that she will remember more actively. But for right now, we're doing pretty good in that zone. Oh, and before wrapping up, I do want to kind of address something that I've talked about here and there on the episodes, which is kind of my work status. You know, I've said before that I've been way too busy, and that was before Jack was even born. And I've said after that that it's been way too slow, and that I wish that there was more of a happy median. But there isn't. I mean, that's kind of the name of this game I'm in. It's very cyclical, and things go from being dead to super busy back to dead, and that's just how it works out. But I will say that this week I have been happy with the level of work that I have. I'm working on about 4 stories. One of them has been going on for like 2 months, 3 months even, and I cannot wait to get it off my plate, and I'm probably just going to turn it in tomorrow and see what happens. But, you know, a few others that came up more recently have been in the works. I mean, there's been a few snags, and I will not say that everything's moving along perfectly, but it is nice to have projects in various stages that I can kind of pop in, work on, finish, turn in, and just kind of be done with it. Because I, you know, to be honest, the last invoice I turned in was probably the lowest one I've had in a long time. I only did 3 weeks of spinoff, and I think I turned in 3 or 4 stories, and 2 of them were my toying around posts for the website. And it's just kind of depressing. Even when, you know, Jack was born, I actually had a lot of stuff in the works that I was able to finish up in the few days after, and then there was kind of a huge drought in the middle there where I was getting bored and feeling bad, even though, you know, so much was going on. It's tough doing this kind of thing. And I've heard other parents who are kind of creative type people talk about this too, where, you know, things can be going really, really well in your family. And I mean, aside from getting sick and maybe feeling a little housebound, I'm super happy with everything that's going on. I mean, Lucy's doing so well with sleeping and potty, and Jack's just getting bigger and stronger, which he's supposed to. And Em and I are getting along really well. You know, I know it can be tough for her being stuck at home inside like this so much because she's not used to it. But, I mean, we're all doing so well. But then there's this whole other part of your life that just is not feeling fulfilled. And I'll say that there's two. I mean, the work thing was really upsetting because it wasn't going on, and I feel kind of useless if I'm not bringing in at least the small amount of money I was bringing in. When that goes down even more, it's depressing. And then I've also found that I don't really have the energy or the compunction really to get back into working on my creative stuff. There was a moment the other night where I was in bed and I thought of something and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go write. And so I came out here and I wrote a bunch, and then I kind of went back to sleep. I think it turned out well. I haven't gone back and read it, but it was a good start. But the problem there is that, you know, I went back to bed at 1:30 and then Lucy wanted to get up at 6:30. So I only wound up getting 5 hours of sleep. And really, I know what I need to do if I really want to make this stuff a priority right now. I need to take time like I have right now where everybody's napping, and I need to work on this stuff. But it's just a matter of making myself do it and having the energy to do it. And I know, you know, I'm making excuses. Even if I am legitimately tired, it is a creative excuse. There are people who've been in much worse situations who have, you know, kind of forced themselves to be creative and get this out there, and I'm sure they feel better about it. So what it really comes down to is just, you know, making myself do it, and then I will feel better about it. But sometimes I'd rather just watch a Rambo movie after a really draining day. So, you know, I kind of know what I need to fix. I just need to fix it. So with that, you know, a little bit of an update, and this guy getting to be a little bit squirrely, I will start wrapping things up. I've been blogging pretty regularly over on United Monkey. That's MONKEE.com. I've got a pretty good run of movie and comic posts going up this week. I'm still not doing much on monkeyingaroundthekitchen.com, and by much I mean anything. And then on Pop Papa, I'm very slowly trying to get things moving along to get caught up with Photo Diary. I'm not even all done with last month, but I am working on it. I've had a few internet problems that made it difficult to really get that finished, but hopefully I can at least get a couple weeks knocked out and you'll have a few other things to read after you're done listening to this episode. As always, I am on Twitter at Papadietsch. That's P-O-P-P-A-D-I-E-T-S-C-H. And with that, I'm going to sign off. You guys have a good one.